I'm very happy to be here at FOSDEM for the second time. I will start with a question. Who has never heard of Mobilizon before? Okay, good. So some people have heard of Mobilizon before, or maybe are sleeping a bit, but it's okay, it was a long day. Thank you for being here anyways, and also to social web organizers. So I like to say that Mobilizon is a bit like Facebook also, but only for the group and events part, not with the personal information. And it has something else to it. Of course, it's Fediverse and interoperability. It's also federated and decentralized, so it's not one website. It's a software that enables to create websites. We have a couple of Mobilizon instances over the world. They can be thematic. For instance, we have some for family and kids events, and some for political events in the US, for instance. This one is really picking up. We have some regional ones, like for a country. We have Mobilizon in Italy, for instance, or smaller regions. And we also have some for communities. They can be private, like not open to everybody. For instance, we have students in a university in Austria, or a group of activists in Netherlands, for instance. So the main thing in Mobilizon is that it's a collaborative agenda. People who have an account can create an event and also manage participations. And that builds into a collaborative agenda, and people can search for events by keywords, by dates, and by location. First thing you do usually is that you filter on where you are. And the second thing is that you have groups. So a group can be like for a group of people, like to have members and some content that is private to group members. But it's also just for a venue or an organization who wants to have a public page where they can post news and tell about their activities and post events, of course. And if they have a group, they can be followed on the Fediverse. So we have been maintaining